Chapter 8. Director. After Mr. Minert's announcement, the room was quiet, but only for a second. No way! Hart gripped the sides of his desk. He shook his head and looked around the room. No way! I'm not going to be the chorus director. I wasn't even in this election. No way! Colleen jumped to her feet and said, I can be the director, okay? I know I can do it, and I'll do a good job at it, too. Mr. Minert said, Colleen, please sit down. Then turning to Hart, he said, You already are the new director, Hart. We all heard the rules. Ross said that the whole chorus could vote for anyone. That's what he said, and you didn't complain about that. And like everyone else, you went along with the rules. And you voted too, right? Hart gulped. Well, yeah. Sure, I voted, but I didn't want to get elected. Hart pointed toward Colleen and Ross. One of them ought to do it. They're the ones who want to. Mr. Minert shrugged. Too late. They weren't elected. You were. And that's that. He pulled his chair away from the table where the ballots were and began pushing it back towards his desk. So have a very nice concert. Mr. Minert sat down, opened his magazine, and began to read again. Hart didn't know what to do. All the kids were looking at him. He felt embarrassed. Colleen hurried over and stood in front of him. What do you want us to do first? You heard Mr. Minert. We only have 23 days. We have to get started. Hart looked up at her. Colleen put her hands on her hips and said, Well, what should we do? Hart said, You know that song, I'm a Little Teapot? How about you walk down to the front of the room and sing that song for everybody? That would be a good start. Hart's wisecrack got a pretty big...